I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme: during Winter Storm Stella, Netflix and Windchill, 120 million people were covered by snow, but Conan O'Brien finds the bright side. Stephen Colbert shows us how some in Times Square coped with the cold. Jimmy Kimmel warns us not to trust meteorologists. All this and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
Well, everybody's talking about this giant storm. It's the huge blizzard that hit the East Coast. And I read that 120 million people were affected by today's snowstorm. Yeah, 120 million people worked from home on their March Madness brackets.
It got so bad today, someone in Times Square cut open an Elmo and climbed inside for warmth. But he's fine. I'm sure he's fine.
By Winter Storm Stella, the first blizzard of 2017. That's the story, yeah. Of course, now that Obamacare is getting repealed, it's nice to see something still covering half the country. Kind of interesting. Yeah.
It is very cold on the East Coast right now. Thanks to Winter Storm Stella, thousands of flights are canceled. There are blizzard warnings, school closing, mittens are being pinned to jackets. Juice is turning into popsicles on its own. It's crazy. And I want you to make no mistake. You turn on the Weather Channel to try to find out what's going on. You see the meteorologist giving advice, telling you to be careful. Make no mistake, those people are not on your side. Those people are rooting against us and for the weather. They're rooting for the snow.
People here are finding ways to keep busy and get busy because New Yorkers are flocking to the Craigslist looking for a blizzard buddy. You know, a blizzard buddy, someone to come over for a little Netflix and wind chill. Could be fun.
Well, you think if we've got a bad here in the city, a photo of a house in upstate New York is going viral because it's completely covered in ice. Take a look at this. When the owner got home from work, he just turned his car around and drove back to the office. Like, nah, nope, not even gonna deal with it. That's basically what my parents' house felt like when my dad controls the thermostat. He's like, gonna set it to like a balmy 47 degrees. It's gonna feel like we're going to the beach.
There's a lot of cleanup to be done, but the private sector has stepped up to help. One adult video website. Can I say the name of the website? I cannot say the name of the website. Legally, I can't say, or CBS doesn't want me to say it. Does not want me to say it. Let's just say it's a porn site that has a lot of choices. It's sort of like a hub. It's like a hub. It's a hub where there might be different various... Anyway, this unnamed company announced it would donate snow removal services to several cities in the Northeast because it wants to, quote, plow Boston. Very generous. Very, very generous.
In New York, even the BBC has a weather reporter on staff. And keep a special eye on the guy in the background here for tonight's snowstorm edition of Behind the News.
New York City has had about 1,500 plows out all day on a continuous cycle cleaning the roadways. And officials are warning people that if there's no reason to go out, to stay indoors.
Well, jolly happy soul.
I'm not sure I trust the porn industry with city services. I mean, these people can barely deliver a pizza. But if this works out, maybe porn companies can take over other government functions because, like the Trump administration, they feature real live amateurs.
I read that a lot of towns in New Hampshire had elections today despite the giant snowstorm because the state's governor, Chris Sununu, said they should go on. Yeah, Sununu actually had a lot to say about it. First, Sununu said, I know the weather makes everyone feel blue-blue, but a little snow-snow shouldn't stop me and you here. Then Sununu said, so I'm going to wake up early and go out and vote my new Sununu Subarubu. You know how I do. You know how I do.
You know how I do that.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.